to move on to our next guest in studio. Director Paul McCarroll, and joined also in studio by daughter Kate. Both directors, and both very welcome into studio.
Thank you very much, Craig.
Right, now, there's a new documentary about Charles McGlinchey, the Clonmany storyteller and author of The Last of the Name. Its premiere is taking place in the Colgan Hall in Carndonagh tonight at 8 p.m. Tell us about Mr. McGlinchey.
So, Charles McGlinchey was a storyteller and a weaver who lived in Clonmany. He lived up around the Mesa Glen area, and he was born in 1861 and he died in 1955. So, he was 94 when he died, and during the last 10 years of his life, a local school teacher from Gaddy Duff National School, Patrick Kavanagh, used to meet with Charles McGlinchey and capture all his stories and his memories. So, he basically filled a load of copybooks with all those stories, and so when Charles McGlinchey died, his memories had been captured. And
what a great bit of foresight that was.
It was fantastic. Mm. A great bit of foresight. So the copybooks sat unreviewed or unused for about 30 years in the house of Des Kavanagh, and he was lucky enough to be a friend of Seamus Heaney. At one point, Seamus Heaney was visiting him, and Des gave him a load of the copybooks, and Seamus brought them home and had a read of them, and he thought the book looked like a minor classic. Mm. And he recommended to Des that they show it to Brian Friel. Brian Friel was living in Inishowen, so he was the obvious man to take an interest in this, and Brian came back to Des and offered to edit the book. So Seamus Heaney promoted the book, Brian Friel edited it, and the result is a really fantastic compendium.
Quite a bit of talent. Quite a bit of talent working on this, isn't there?
Two serious literary giants.
And, which is a testimony to the original material. Would you agree, Kate?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I think it's kind of captures a time that we didn't know much about, and people, I think the interesting thing is like people making their own clothes and being completely independent, you know. Mm. It's kind of hard for us to get our heads around now that we are in the world that we live in. But yeah, it's been great for me too, because I grew up in Dublin, but I've always had affinity with Donegal, of course. So it's been really nice to work with everybody in the local area, and so much talent too.
Yeah. And it's an important story for the peninsula and for the county, and we can't be overly parochial, but I mean, it is important for Inishowen.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think it's an important Irish story as well, because everyone has folk tales, and everyone has stories of fairies and landlords, and you know, I think it's a story that has an appeal outside.
Yeah,
you know, there's great humour and great humanity in the book.
Now, pardon my ignorance, have you adapted the book, or had that work already been done?
No, the book the book was published in the 80s. Mm. So we didn't adapt it. We basically fortunately recruited some really incredible local talents to help us reconstruct extracts from the book. So we got, for example, a brilliant cameraman and producer, Seamus O'Donnell from Cairn. And we discovered an incredible local actor, Paul Kelly from Cairn, who plays the role of Charles McGlinchey in the film. And those reconstructions form about half of the film.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful and hilarious stories of landlords and fairies and poaching. There's a lot of poaching, actually, in the book.
It's nice, important and fitting, perhaps, that it is local talent and local minds that worked on it.
And you know, it was incredibly organic, because a lot of the talent just appeared in front of us, you know, like Greta McTigg, who's from Moville, and Muff appeared and really helped to raise the bar on those reconstructions. She worked very closely with Paul on it, and we also got some fantastic local music in the film as well. We have from Buncrana, we have Tom Byrne, who's a fantastic composer, and from Cairn we have Finn Bardardi, who's a well-known and brilliant songwriter, and we also have the Henry Girls, a couple of songs from them. So, you know, it's really nice to have made a film with people who are all really from Inishowen.
So when people sit down to watch it, what format does it take then? You know, what's the narrative? Where?
Well, the film starts off with interviews with people who are involved in the creation of the book and the birth of the book. So it begins really with the birth of the book and the involvement of Brent Friel and Seamus Heaney. Then it really traces... One of the key things about the book is that Charles McGlinchey was one of the last Irish speakers in Inishowens, and by the time he died, the Irish language had died out.
Right.
As he says himself, like the snow off the ditches, the Irish language disappeared. And so the Irish language is one of the themes that we cover. We cover, obviously, Patrick Kavanagh, the school teacher, and two of the more recent manifestations or offspring, I suppose you could say, of Charles McGlinchey is... Part of his legacy is a summer school which ran for 10 years during the late 90s and early 21st century. Really successful in McGlinchey Summer School. So there's quite a lot of interviews with those people and reminiscences of what the summer school achieved. And then a couple of years ago, Finbar Doherty and Paul Kelly put together a multimedia show based on the book. Mm. And... that also forms part of the film. So, you know, we kind of cover the birth of the book, its context, its significance, the Irish language, and then we talk about the legacy. And the legacy is really a fantastic summer school and a fantastic multimedia show.
How did you find... how did you find working together?
Good.
If this was TV, Paul's thrown this one over to his daughter Kate.
This is actually our second project together.
Well, it can't have been too bad the first time if you're doing a second.
Exactly. So. I think, it's sometimes hard, but we are a great team, and I've so enjoyed working with him, I think. I'd say you might need a break from filmmaking too, though. Is that right, Dad?
Yeah. Now, I have a 25-second audio piece here, which I want to play out. It's from the documentary. Can one of you set it up for us?
Yeah.
Or should we play it and then back set it up?
Yeah, I think this is called Pinch.
That's correct, yeah.
So this is Paul Kelly from Cardona acting as Charles McGlinchey, and it's a nice little snippet from the book.
There was a woman one time, and she climbed to the top of the Pinch Mountain, and she was looking across the Swally at the halls of Fannadon, and she said, "Who would have thought the world was so big? And there's America over there. You that broke many's a mother's heart."
Right, it's just a small sample of it, but you can get a sense of it, can't you?
Yeah. It's really nice storytelling, and you know, you can really feel that the gentle hand of Brian Friel between Charles McGlinchey, the storyteller, and what actually reached the published book. You know, so it's almost like theatre in lots of ways. Yeah. It's really gripping to listen to, I find.
We talked about the importance of these stories being documented in the first place and the book, and now this documentary and the summer school. It must be a satisfying feeling to be playing your part in the history of this. It may not be history now, but certainly it'll be reflected on as such.
Yeah, I think we both feel really fortunate to have had the opportunity to make this film about this, you know, because it's a really important book. And I think, you know, it's amazing how the universe leads you along, and, you know, all these people materialised beside us, people that we, you know, apart from Finbar and Denise, who are two of my oldest and dearest friends, almost everyone else in the project, I didn't know when I lived in Donegal when I was a young fella. So I came back here 4 years ago, and all the people, really 90% of the people in the film, are people who just materialised around us magically.
Isn't great how that's when you think it's like a good night out. You don't plan it necessarily to the letter of the law, do you? it just evolves as things wear on.
That's it.
Yeah. So it was really good, and you know, they're hopefully all of them are coming tonight, and you know, we've the Colgan Hall is a pretty decent venue. It holds about 200, so more than three quarters of the tickets are sold for tonight. So.
Tickets are €8. They can be bought. Where can they be bought?
The tickets can be bought online at our website, ishanaki.com, and they can also be bought in Doherty's newsagent in Cardona, that's Fintan's, also known as Fintan's. There's just over 40 tickets left, so I think if people did want to go tonight, they'd be better off buying them in the next few hours rather than waiting.
And you will be there?
We'll be there, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, Paul Kelly, a.k.a. Charles McGlinchey, will be there.
Brilliant.
And, you know, a lot of members of the summer school and the people who played key roles in the creation of the book, and some local historians as well.
And where do you see going from here?
Well, we're hopeful that one of the broadcasters will pick it up next. And we're not really pushing it on a film festival's circuit, but we are very hopeful that one of the broadcasters will pick it up in the next 6 months. And our plan really is in May or June of next year to release it on DVD and digital download. And we're hoping that, you know, we might capture some of the expatriate audience as well, because it is real Irish social history, folklore, fairies, poutine, everything.
So the premiere is at the Colgan Hall in Carnd on tonight at 8 p.m. There are 36 odd tickets available, so many have already sold. If you want a ticket, you can buy one online for €8, and I'll spell out the URL because for those who may not be able to pick it up, it's isenachai.com. And you can also get tickets at Doherty's News Agents, Fintan's, in Carnd. And your recommendation, Paul, is get them early in the morning because there may not be much availability come this evening. So we wish you the very, very best of luck. That's two under the belt. Are we going to go for the triple with the father-daughter combo?
We definitely are, yeah. We really enjoy working together, and it's been a lot of fun, you know, not just the two of us in post-production, but the whole production of the film, the reconstructions. You don't see in the film how hilarious the reconstructions were, but there was a lot of laughter, and, you know, basically, I think we were working with a team of comedians, really. And
I think that, yeah, I would love to just say that it's the people that we've met that kind of make all these projects worthwhile. And, you know, we're just looking forward to a great night with everyone tonight.
Okay, and it's a big deal, the premiere. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure. So, if you have an interest in Charles McGlinchey or the book, or indeed history, the language, the culture, generally speaking, anything, you will be entertained at the Colgan Hall tonight in Carnd on it from 8 p.m. You can get your tickets online, as I mentioned there, or in Doherty's News Agents, Fintan's Carnd on it. Paul McCarroll and Kate McCarroll, both of you, thank you very much for coming into studio.